Okay, very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Like I said, today is our second last day, but actually officially our main retreat. And today, with a simple closing ceremony at the end of today, where we will go through some introduction, sharing, then I will give you some understanding as how to conduct yourself after you leave from here, so that a continuation of practice can be maintained, so that you understand what you need to do when you go back to your daily life. Then after that, tomorrow is just more like formality. We have to thank the temple management. Then we have to, at the same time, do quite a few things. Mainly is to finalize the retreat common pool account. And after that, we will express our thanks towards all those that have helped prepare for this retreat. Then we will rejoice. Then followed by, if we want to do it during tonight, the asking for forgiveness and all things. Now I will revert you all back to the five precepts. Is Elsie here? Elsie? Oh, not here yet. Oh, Elsie is in Xiamen. Oh, okay. Never mind. She will come up. Because she is leaving at 10 o'clock. So we will try to... Okay, now we do the morning chanting. Turn to page 5. Morning chanting. The mic you have or not, Joyce? Joyce, the mic, where's the mic? Oh, yeah, okay, good. Okay, we will do the morning chanting. Compose your mind, develop the sadha, virya, then we will pay respect to all the Buddha, Bodhisattva, then we chant our salutation, then after that, we have our morning chanting. Namo Virochana for Namo Virochana for Namo Virochana for Namo Bensi Sijia Moni for Namo Bensi Sijia Moni for Namo Bensi Sijia Moni for Namo Amitofo Namo Amitofo Namo Amitofo Namo Kwansing Pusa Namo Kwan Sing Pusa, Namo Kwan Sing Pusa, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, be seated. Maintain some form of attentiveness and mindfulness. Then we will start the morning chanting. Okay. Page 5.
to the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple who have practiced well. To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the blessed one, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. Bow. The blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the blessed one,
the worthy one,
the fully enlightened one.
Homage to him, the blessed one,
the worthy one,
the fully enlightened one.
Homage to him,
the blessed one,
the worthy one,
the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one,
the perfectly enlightened one.
He is impeccable in conduct and understanding,
the accomplished one, the knower of the world.
He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained.
He is teacher of men and humans.
He is awake and holy.
In this world with its gods, demons, and kind spirits,
its seekers and sages,
celestial and human beings,
he has by deep insight revealed the truth.
He has pointed out the Dhamma,
beautiful in the beginning,
beautiful in the middle,
beautiful in the end.
He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity
in its essence and convention.
I chant my praise to the Blessed One.
I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One.
Can be realized in the here and the now,
beyond time, beyond thought,
inviting investigation,
leading inwards to the heart,
Nibbana,
can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
I chant my praise to his teaching,
I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones' disciples who have good conduct,
who have upright conduct,
who have wise conduct,
who have dutiful conduct.
That is the four paths,
the eight kinds of noble beings.
These are the blessed ones' disciples.
Such ones are worthy of gifts,
worthy of hospitality,
worthy of offering,
worthy of respect.
They give occasions for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devoted indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruits, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devoted indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one,
noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known, having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering,
and death is suffering.
Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from one's loved one and of prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follows. Identification with the form, identification with feelings, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formations are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is non-self, feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formations are non-self. Consciousness is non-self. All conditions, phenomena are impermanent. No self in condition and in the unconditioned. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of the Blessed One with all our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, we are chant the Pali, aggregates of the five aggregates of form and mind. Rupang anicca,
Vedana anicang, Sanya anicang, Sankara anicang, Vijnanang anicang, Rupang anatta, Vedana anatta, Sanya anatta, Vimkara anatta, Vijnanang anatta, Sabbe sankara anicang, Sabbe dhamma anattati. Okay, we'll do the closing salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhamma namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, very good morning to all, huh? Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. I got good news for you, huh? This morning I came out, I saw Brother Danny. He looked very good now. Then I asked him, how are you? He said, I'm perfectly alright. Really? So he said he wants to share something, huh? Let us hear from him. Joyce, mic. Pass the mic. To Brother Danny, huh?
Good morning, everyone. Brother Teo, thank you so much for allowing me 5 minutes of your everybody's time. Okay.
You can have longer than that if you want.
No, that I wasn't there. Anyway, I just want to share this experience. First of all, maha gratitude to everyone, my sister, especially my wife too. And I think someone who helped me to walk up, Sister Joyce, I think it was. All right, took me back to the room. I'd like to share this wonderful experience I have. Yesterday, the whole day, I had diarrhea. I had about not less than 7 times I visited the good place there to discharge of my impurities, I call it. And then as a result of that, I think my body has weakened considerably. So it didn't occur to me that this had affected me so much. That when I went down for dinner, while taking the food, the rice, suddenly I felt my whole body like wanting to collapse. Pass it to my wife. I said, I need to sit down something.
Rest.
And she let me do that.
Rest.
All the kaliya metas came rushing in. I can feel I was very, very aware.
Very good. Sadhu.
Very aware. And they came and rubbed all kinds of ointment on me. But I was aware. But except that my body couldn't carry me.
Correct.
Anyway,
Do it.
Then I knew that I had to go and lie down. So I think I told my wife that I need to go up. So they said, no, you sit down. I said, no, I need to go up. So anyway, I think my wife and Joyce helped me up. And every step of the way, I was fully aware.
Sadhu.
I think it was due to the practice.
So
while reaching the room, I laid down on the bed, I was fully aware, aware of who was around, and even I could hear, felt the movement of people outside and what they were actually talking. All right, and then the later part, I felt when the Susan came in and said, oh, I can see his color coming back. So anyway, my body was weak, very weak.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. Now I realized that the body and the mind, but my mind was very alert, very focused.
Very good.
And the wonderful thing is when you all did your sharing, I think, I felt the inflow of energy coming in. And suddenly I felt my whole body was as though like I recovered.
Oh, sadhu.
But still, I couldn't get up.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
So I realized that, you know, the body, when it's weak, it's weak. Mm. When disease strike us, we just cannot do anything about it.
Mm.
But the mind has to be alert.
Sad.
So with that, I'd like to thank everybody, all the Kalyan Mitras, for all your support, all your metta, and all the merits that you share with me. Mm. And to Brother Teo, I also, at that point of time, I contemplated, I said, oh, this Brother Teo is fantastic. The Heart Sutta that he has deciphered and incorporated into our Theravada practice, so wonderful. You know, it's fantastic, you know, if you look at it. So, Mahasadhu to you, Brother Teo, and to everyone. Thank you so much for your time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
We should all rejoice. I really rejoice. But the main people, the main person you should thank is Susan, your sister, because she came in. When I approached your room, she talked to me. She said, Matthew, can I go this and help my brother to recover by communicating with Kuan Yin? I said, good, can, but you invoke power of his merit. I said, since coming to know the real Dhamma, whatever cultivation or merits that he has developed, especially through this retreat, invoke the power, then make the appropriate request and expression of gratitude, thanks for Kuan Yin's nature's protection, blessing and guidance. That Englian also was there. I think your wife, I didn't see, but I was told she was downstairs. So anyway, these are the people who really care for you, and those Kainamita, I also rejoice your wholesomeness. Then when I came in, because your face was so clear, actually I wanted to see you in your room. I opened the door. I felt you need rest. You need rest. Your face was very weak, very weak. But I saw you put a towel over your head. Means I think you don't want the light to glare you or what, or maybe you just want to cover it, that's your habit. Then I came out, I said to your sister, I said, don't disturb you, let you rest. Then I came in here. The moment I send that thing with your power, your cultivation or merits, well, for me, I will not interfere. But when there is condition, it's different. Because this one, I know Danny, he invited me to his center last time. And later on, he came over to NBC to listen to a talk to. Then he has a lot of faith. He asked some good questions too early on. Then this retreat, he was very different. So I knew if I invoke the power of whatever his wholesomeness for his recovery and what, it will be very effective. The moment I did that, in front of Virochana Buddha and all the other beings, especially Kuan Yin, I felt something went in. Then after that, we had our sharing. I asked you all during meditation to retain metta and all things. So all this can help. So when you understand, you will be able to actually do something to help Kayanamitas who have affinity. The other one we should help is, I think, Padmasuri. How are you? Okay, sure. After she better retain something for her, because she has not been feeling well for the last 2 days. Yesterday, she have to go to the clinic again to see the doctor. But I was told they got some medication for her. Anyway, after when we meditate, we read some good metta, and I will invoke the power of her own merits for her recovery. Okay, so this morning we've got 15 minutes left. You want to do some exercise? Huh? Oh, okay. Where is Vincent? Vincent, you got 10 minutes. Come.
Back, keep it straight. Touch your thumb together. Okay, cannot be changed, eh? If you change this one, the left is fine, the right is fine. Now we change that, the right is front, the left behind. Right, you're always using the left brain. Alright, okay, now we change the last side. Let's just change the name. Let's change it. So the left is the front, the right is bring back up. This is very important for us. Sometimes when you fall on your right, if you are left brain, you become something. So when you fall on your right, sometimes on the left, the brain will be too special to work. That slowness will cause you to something makes you such a power. That's why you need to balance that. That's the right brain. Sometimes you are right, sometimes you are left. The balance is up. You see, look at people who are very different. So what is this? Right? Okay, the first is really. Lift it up. Breathe in, breathe up from the mouth. In and out. In and out. Now go down lower. Breathe in and breathe out. As you come up, breathe in, you breathe out. Put it like this. In and out. In. And up, slowly move down lower. Want your legs flexible. In and up. Don't bend your back. Look back, just keep your body straight. Don't bend your straight. Just keep your body straight. You cannot bend down too low, it's okay. Alright. Just as far as you can go. Breathe through, as far as you can go. You breathe up. Alright, you stretch it up. In and up. As you go down, you breathe up. You come up, you breathe in. Right? In and out. Breathe up. Good. You go down lower, move to lower. Okay, the last one. One. Two. Three. Right? Bring it back here. So you keep your back. Right? You see the palm here, this hand you stretch it out. This hand you move it behind you. Right? Move it behind you. Now press the back hand down. Keep on pressing down. Stretch it up. Keep on pressing. Your hand behind you, stretch it down. Just keep on pressing the moment, just press down. Just keep on pressing. You feel the stretch here. Feel the whole stretch here. Okay, stretch it up. As you're breathing, stretch it down. Stretch it. Stretch it. One, two, three, four. You let go. Okay? Change the palm now. This is lymphatic drainage. You have to lymphatic. Hold it. Hold the hand behind you. Now press the hand down. Keep on pressing down. You carry the body apart. Keep on pressing down. Press it down. Press it down. Press it lower. You notice you press lower, your hand go up. Press it lower. Hold it there. 一二三四. Do it again. Change the palm down. Put the hand behind you. This hand just hold. Right. The back hand steps down. Keep on pressing down. Press. Press again. Press again. Press again. Press again. Press again. Keep on pressing. Press it. Press it. Press it. Hold it there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Do it again. Keep on pressing down. Put the hand behind you. Put it down. Put it down. Keep on pressing down. Only one hand, keep on pressing down, press it, press it, press it. Hold your breathing now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now do the last part. Keep on down. Keep on pressing down. Keep on pressing, press it down. Hold your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we start the part of the body. Stop it. Nothing. Okay, go into it. Open the eye.
Okay, you can do your meditation. Huh? You've got about 25 minutes. Huh?